This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. More than 1,000 Americans have gotten sick in the Salmonella outbreak. That makes it the largest outbreak this decade. But the investigation continues to puzzle the feds. It started with certain raw tomatoes, and the advice is still to avoid red round, plum, and Roma tomatoes. Now they're expanding to look at jalapeno peppers and fresh cilantro. Add those ingredients and a few more, and you get salsa. Some victims recall eating fresh salsa, not the kind in a jar, before getting sick. So now the government also recommends avoiding raw jalapeno and serrano peppers. A bill to cancel a pay cut to Medicare doctors is on the way to the White House, this after fierce lobbying and high drama on the Senate floor. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The Medicare bill failed by one vote to reach the 60 needed to proceed just before the July 4th recess, but Democrats were ready this time. They even called back Senator Ted Kennedy from Massachusetts, where he's been undergoing treatment for a brain tumor. But while Kennedy got a standing ovation from his colleagues, his vote turned out not to be decisive. A blistering ad campaign by doctors during the break prompted 9 more Republicans to switch sides on the bill, producing a 69-30 vote for the measure. It passed the House with an even bigger majority 2 weeks ago. President Bush could still veto it. He objects to the fact that it reduces funding for private insurance plans that participate in Medicare. But if he does, it's likely to be quickly overridden by lawmakers concerned about their reelection chances.
NPR's Julie Rovner reporting. Today, the Senate's got its eye on the State Department. Senators are taking a closer look at passport privacy. An investigation found celebrity passport records are frequently accessed by State Department employees who aren't supposed to peek. There are hearings today on the issue. The Green Party holds its convention in Chicago today. NPR's Cheryl Corley is there.
There are 4 candidates running for president under the Green Party banner. The most well-known, perhaps, is former Georgia Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, who heads into the convention with the most delegates. A spokesman for the party, Scott McLarty, says while the party does intend to make an aggressive run for the White House, the goal for everyone running under the Green Party label is broader.
All of our candidates are not only running to win the offices that they're competing for, they're running to build a new party for the United States of America.
McLarty says many Americans want more than the two-party system that dominates the country. The Green Party convention runs through Sunday.
NPR's Cheryl Corley reporting from Chicago. There isn't a bad seat in the House. You hear that a lot about certain beloved theaters and stadiums, but you can't really know unless you try them all. A California man takes that thinking as far as it can go. This week he broke the world record for most seats sat in 48 hours. He changed chairs a lot and broke the record by sitting in 39,250 seats at the Rose Bowl. But he didn't stop there. There are more than 92,000 seats there, and he'll sit in all of them by the end of the week. He's also sat in every seat at the University of Michigan's 107,000-plus capacity stadium. That is your news with Sides. It's all online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.